You are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. It's 3 o'clock and 22 seconds in the River City on this beautiful day. It is time now for Ambiance Congo. Welcome, 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 welcome to Ambiance Congo. My name is David, a.k.a. DJ Dowdy, and I'm here every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. bringing you 2 hours of Congolese music on the only English language Congolese music program in the United States of America. Got a special guest for you today, but we're going to start off with a little bit of a rare single from Sally Bichu. Just to get us going, we'll take it from there. Stay tuned. It's going to be a good show today. Enjoy.
Sasa. botulie mama elo pelingi motema bakonu kande bakambola bolingo e bakambola e kai botulie mama e saranga motema pasilo kola na sala kai e pase a motema e ya motema e nae bino so e mama Mobile e bana mingiti na nini na peki saye na zali na confiance na motema e na koela nini o mama loko la mobile ako kisanga na masonga ina lukaka e na koela nini o mama mama
Nzambe aponela ngai nako sala pe banzembo nanuni nanute tika na binisa ba peuple nzambe balingi nakufa na bato ya mitema mabe lelo yo nakufite nazali se koyemba mpe nakoyemba lisusu lelo yo nabibi Bakoti bandako mpona nsomo ya lindanda ye Anzambe na seki bingi Tiga sika na nu Mbapo mosala nzambe aponelanga Nako sala pe banzembo Nanuni nanute Tika nabili saba peuple Nzambe balingi nakufa Nite mama be lelo na kufite na zali se koyemba pena koyemba lisusue lelo na bibi bakoti banda kompona somo ya linda nae anzambi na sekimi chauri chauri chauri. God. Olo bimingi na yoki pena tondio Omona wapi bambanda mibale bayokani Gobo sana teni kambo ya David na Goliath Mabe ya nzoto na yona boyo bakelanda Moto soki anoni akomi biloba loba, lokola mwana moke. Moto soki asili aigise kotingama, babosa na yete. Bankolo miziki ye wendoso, bankolo miziki ye haduelega. Bankolo miziki ye kabasele na luambo, bankolo miziki ye bombinga madiata ye. Bankola miziki ye tabule ita umani Bankola miziki ye bokelo na dewayon Bankola miziki ye yesu na nino Bankola miziki ye izeidi na longombaye Ye paya baleki ye Ye paya baleki ye Chahu Epaya baleki endo mena kia mwanga na e Epaya baleki e feso kina majesi Epaya baleki e suka sa zaiko Epaya baleki e lipo lipo tabu nasional Epaya baleki e ntesa na yampanya e Epaya baleki e abeti eti soma e Epaya baleki e lutumba na mangwa na e Epaya baleki e Moto soki anuni akomi biloba loba, lokola mwana moke. Moto soki asili aligise kotingama, babosa na ete.
Masala music is a mea ponelanga ye. Masala koye manza mea ponelanga mama.
Zubongi saka wo. Zubongi saka. Zubongi saka.
Masala music is a mea ponelanga mama. Masala koye manza mea ponelanga ye.
Zubongi saka. Zubongi saka.
Thank you.
All right, that last song was talking about the Bancolo Miziki, the old music, and mentioned a bunch of names of people like Joseph Cabasele, Tabule, Franco, people like that. I have here with me in the studio today Alan Brain. He is a Peruvian filmmaker who spent 8 years in Congo filming for the UN documenting their efforts to curtail human rights abuses in eastern Congo. And he was based in Kinshasa.
Hello, David. Thank you for inviting me to your
program. Bienvenidos, amigo.
Gracias.
Okay. So anyway, he spent a lot of time in Congo. And can you tell us about your introduction to music there?
Well, that's my introduction to Congolese music was through some of the members of my band, because at some point after 2 years in working for United Nations there, I started a band, a rock band. But the rock band had like concerts in a pub, in a very close pub, so it got a little like smoky. Was, you know, people was smoking cigars, a lot of drinking. It was a little tough. So some people said, why don't you do something like to dance?
Okay.
So I came back to Lima and I bought a lot of music annotation papers for famous salsa songs, you know, from Fania All Stars, Hector Lavoe, Willie Colon. And I came back and I bought even a timbal, a big timbal. And I went back to Congo and we made a salsa band.
All right. And the name of the band was?
Mundele and his Tumbaco, which means Mundele is foreigner, you know.
Uh-huh.
And Tumbaco is Lingala, which is a Congolese language, you know, for tobacco.
Oh.
So it's the foreigner and his tobacco.
Oh, tobacco, because the smoky rooms you were in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know, as you well know from making the film that you've made, you're finishing up a film called The Rumba Kings, which documents the history of early Congolese music. Just early Congolese, or will it go into the contemporary?
No, I will just, the plan of the film has always been to just limit the story of the film to the golden era of Congolese music, which is...
How many of those were there?
Well, most of them, yeah. Well, look, in the film that is, we managed to interview Papa Noel, which is a legend.
Mm-hmm.
No, he used to play for Bantu. No,
he played with the Bantu de la Capital, also with Franco and the OK Jazz.
And in the government of Mobutu, Papa Noel was called for Mobutu to make a special record to preserve the memory of Congolese music. Yeah.
Oh, I have not heard that one.
Yeah, I can send you the music of that.
I'd like to hear that record. Yeah.
And then, then there is Fogos Iseidi, you know, who is he created the famous Mi Solo.
He did?
Yeah, he's a creator of
it. And was he working with Tabule at the time?
With Tabule, yeah. Oh. Yeah. he created the Misolo, and then also in the documentary is Nkuka Matthew, which is one of the few alive back singers of Cabasele.
Cabasele and African jazz.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I interview Simaru Lutumba, which is considered the poet.
Right.
Of and Congolese
he's
music.
He's like the godfather of modern Congolese music. I mean, he's like the amazing composer, great rhythm guitar player.
And then, well, I can't just go into the contemporary Congolese music because there are so many stories that belong to that era that all these people that I interview wanted to tell that I don't even have time on, you know,
of course,
1 hour and 40 to tell those stories.
I mean, there's all these, like, this intrigue between the bands, people changing sides and going back and forth across the Pourmalebo to, you know, do with a different band, and animosity because one band leader wasn't nice to people or didn't pay them or something. And
for example, Papa Noel told me an anecdote that I can't put out, I can't leave out that from the field, which is he said that the first time he saw a gramophone, you know, a gramophone, those machines that you have to turn a kind of a lever and then it will play a song. He thought, he believed that there were people inside the gramophone playing because he was like, I don't know, seven, six years old.
I think all little kids think that, no matter where they're from.
And he opened it and he destroyed it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This was Papa Noel.
That was Papa Noel.
Oh, my goodness. How old is he now? He must be over 70.
Yeah, he's over 70, yeah.
Okay. So Alan has suggested some records that we play for you from the golden age of Congolese music, and we'll start off with some tabule. We'll hear Congo Avenir.
Yep.
Congo, Congo nde mboka, mboka ngo mokengeli koi, mboka ngo mokengeli Leopard. Mikolo to sekana kina mosolo yamboka Congo ekoki to fungwani misolelo to moni bozo banyo soto sali Oya kobongi sa Congo aveni Ebongi to sala Motoni oso ata mwana Congo ya mosolo mpembe ya nzoku Congo ya bwanya kasa ya mbila Congo ya makasi moto ya nkoi Kana kina mosolo yamboka Congo ekoki to fungwani misolelo to moni bozo banyo soto sali Oya kobongisa Congo aveni ebongi to sala motoni oso ata mwana Congo ya mosolo mpembe ya nzoku Congo ya bwanya nkasa ya mbila Congo ya makasi moto ya nkoi Congo, Congo ne mboka, Congo, mboka ya bankoko. Congo, boko mwana pamba, lobi, mboko lula yango. Congo, Congo ya Afrika, Congo. Ya kitoko Congo ya batu mayele Congo makopikisa yo Thank you. koko. Bongo, boko mwana pamba lobi, boko lula yango. Zaliko eko la Congo, bako biki sayo.
Kumbala, ata clarie
samba e tumbana usuale tumbala
buena ye contra danza africa tumbala ye
samba e tumbala usuale tumbala
alema ho jamais colonga die
samba e tumbala usuale tumbala
Samba e kumbala,
Usmane kumbala.
Rosa guitarra nyata o mamie.
Samba e kumbala, Usmane kumbala.
Yvette ite,
yete.
Janine ite,
bana bana.
Okay, let me tell you what we have heard. I have not been keeping up with the track list. I've been talking to Alan here about music and music history, and I haven't been keeping up with the track list. That last one was the orchestra African Jazz of Le Grand Calais from the great compilation put out by Stearns last year or the year before, I think it was, 2013. We heard the song off of that one called... what was it called?
Africa Bolangombi.
Africa Bolangombi, right. Before that, we heard some Franco and the OK Jazz from their early music. We heard...
I know this, On Entre OK, On Sort Cao.
Okay.
Which means, that's funny, no? We go OK in the bar, and we leave knocked out.
We leave knocked out. And that was from when they were very young, and they were first starting their orchestra. And Alan was telling me that the story goes that the OK Bar... the band was named after the OK Bar, which was named after the owner, whose name was Oscar Kashama. But tell us your story here.
But some experts in Congolese music history told me also that they made a research and they found out that Kashama got the bar after it was already like nicknamed OK Bar, and they believe that it was called OK Bar because a lot of Americans went there. And they were going like, okay. So the Congolese developed this, okay, so the okay.
So they were playing early Franco music and early classic rumba in there for the American audience?
Well, most of the bars in Kinshasa at that time were like, they had at the beginning gramophones, you know,
mm-hmm.
playing what we call carbon 78 RPM records, you know, from the collection His Master Boys, mainly for the collection GV.
Uh-huh.
You know, the GVs, the famous GV. You know, the first GV, this arrived in Congo on the 40s, huh? In the 42, 45. The first GV is the famous Cuban song El Manicero.
Yeah, and people used to, the Greek textile merchants used to play them in their stores to get people to come, and people were recognizing the Cuban music as actually rumba, which is Congolese, and they were going, ah! That's our music. And they would go in there and buy the textiles.
Yeah, that's actually, that moment is the comeback of the Congolese music that went with the slave trade to Cuba 200 years before and came back in the form of these carbon records, in the form of, it's called the son cubano, mm-hmm. the Cuban song, because the Cuban rumba is another...
Son means sound, for those of you who don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, and that's the name of the genre, is the Cuban song. And it came back, and the Congolese musicians realized that the population of Kinshasa loved that music.
Well, yeah, it's like they recognized it had come home.
And they started to try to mimic that kind of music. And that's how you get the early Congolese rumba to starting developing a little Cuban sounds.
Yeah, yeah. And these same merchants, they actually started little recording studios in the backs of their stores and recruiting street kids like Franco, De Weon, Dr. Nico to play... to make records right there in Kinshasa in the backs of these textile stores, and they paid them with motorcycles and food and a place to live. And
it's amazing. It's a beautiful story, you know. So I think somebody told me in the documentary that Nico, one of the first time Nico recorded for one of these producers, no, quote unquote, he got a bicycle.
Yeah, a bicycle or a moped?
No, a bicycle.
A bicycle. Okay, you want to play some more Grand Calais?
Yeah.
You want to pick out a song for us?
Yeah, Independencia Cha-Cha, please.
Okay, can you find it in there?
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to look. He's going to look there for a minute. While he's doing that, I'll take care of a PSA for you. If I can find one real quick. This is, I'm usually a little bit more together than this, but I'm having such a good time talking to Alan that I'm not paying much attention to what I'm supposed to be doing here. In addition to books, magazines, music, and all the other things you expect to find at the library, Richmond Public Library's main branch has galleries to showcase the work of local and regional artists. There are permanent exhibitions by David Fried, Helen and Alvin Hatdorf, and Anne Newbold Perkins, as well as rotating exhibits open through May 31st. Abstract paintings by Piper Nicole, color photographs by Jody Smart, mixed media paintings by Dana Frostick, and paintings and illustrations by poet and artist Dorothy Marie Rice. The main branch library is open at 101 East Franklin Street. Hours and other information, you can visit richmondpubliclibrary.org. And you are listening to WRIR-LP. This is Ambiance Congo. My name is DJ Dowdy. And I'm here with Alan Brain today, a Peruvian filmmaker who spent 8 years in Congo, and he's now finishing up a major film on the history of Congolese music called The Rumba Kings. He's going to play some more music for us. Here is, what's the song?
Independence
Cha Cha. Wrong CD, hang on.
Independence, cha-cha, tozumiye. Oki kwanza, cha-cha, tubakidi. O table rond, cha-cha, baganyeo. Oni panda, cha-cha, tozumiye. Independence, cha-cha, tozumiye. Oki kwanza, cha-cha, tubakidi. O table rond, cha-cha, baganyeo. Oni panda, cha-cha, tozumiye.
papa toi, moi de fado. Moi de fado, et belle Kinzanze.
Natangwa dizere Matondi meke na lopango Basepelaka Tango ya bo mwana
Baloba, baloba, emotie E bale, e bamilu oluwa Baloba, 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 emotie E bale, e bamilu oluwa Babina, 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 e satoe E neye, e bamilu oluwa Babina, 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 e satoe Batala, batala, lujumae, andukue, ekomi bukavu. Batala, 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 lujumae. Batala, batala, lujumae, anuku ekomi bukavu. Batala, 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 lujumae, anuku ekomi bukavu.
Okay, that last song was...
That was Anduku Luchuma by the OK Jazz and Franco.
By OK Jazz and Franco. All right, and you were going to talk about that song.
That song is one of the few songs of that era that were sung by Moniani Arruatelet, which he played contrabass, you
His
know?
Stand-up bass.
Yeah, stand-up bass. He was a great player, and he sang a few songs, you know. And I met him in Congo. We became friends. Unfortunately, he passed away like 1 year and a half ago. But he was a great guy, you know. And he always remembered that song, wow, with the biggest smile on his face, you know.
Yeah.
And you know what I did one day? What we did is we rented a stand-up bass, and we put the headphones, and we played him that song to see if he could still play. And he played amazingly.
That's in the trailer, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
for
yeah,
your
yeah.
film. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's also, you also interviewed him in the other film about the making of Independence Cha Cha?
No, in the making of Independence Cha Cha, which actually that's the song you played before, mm-hmm. before this one, I interview the only two survivors of the legendary best African jazz era, which is Petit Pierre, which played percussion. And Armando Brazos, we play guitar bass.
Okay.
No?
Okay.
Yep.
And we heard Independence Cha Cha. That was a song that was written, and Cabasele went to Brussels for
yep.
the Le Table Ronde, which was the talks for Congolese independence, and they brought a band of, was it six or seven people?
Yeah.
Including the great Dr. Nico on guitar, and they played that song in Brussels in 1960, and people were just blown out of the water by, well, number one, seeing these African guys in suits walking around, and number two, by the music. It was just really, really was an incredible experience for people.
For me, it was always kind of amazing the fact that music was so big in Congo, you know, that when they finally get this kind of rush independence, you know, because it was rushed by political events, they decide to send the whole political delegation back. Along that delegation, they sent a band. They decide the government to send a band to entertain the politicians during the nights after the negotiations.
So they were basically sent to entertain the Congolese politicians, but
well,
everybody else was completely turned on by them as well.
Yeah, and the story is that 2 days before the day when the Belgians were going to announce finally during the the table ronde negotiations that they were going to give the independence to the Congolese, they go to the hotel room of Calais and they ask him, like, you need to compose a song, you know, to celebrate this. And that's the beginning.
That's where Independence Cha-Cha comes from. And it's a great song. It's like every time Congolese Independence Day comes up, you know somebody's going to play that song. I went to a party in Washington, D.C. 2 years ago, and Pepe Fele Manuwaku was there. And they played that song, of course. Who else was there? Ngomolo Kito was playing bass, and a bunch of other people. It was, I think, Dodo Munoko might have been there from Tabule's band.
There is a nice anecdote that maybe is worth to mention, that Jean Gubal, which is a, you know, he makes rumba now.
Yes.
No? Mm-hmm. Jean Gubal, he told me that he heard one day Tabule telling him that he met with the father of Jimi Hendrix. I couldn't confirm this yet. And the father of Jimi Hendrix told him that his son, Jimi Hendrix, was a big fan of an African guitar player called Dr. Nico.
Wow, that's amazing. I wonder where Jimi Hendrix heard Dr. Nico's records. Because my experience was, you know, I at age 19, in 72 or 73, mm-hmm. that's when I first heard it. And Jimi Hendrix was already gone.
Exactly. So I always doubted about, but it's, you know, just.
I just wonder. It's a great story, and I don't doubt that it's true, because I mean, but just that just blows me away, because
I researched it a little bit, and Hendrix actually had an European tour during the 60s. So.
Oh, very possible. He probably heard it in France or in Belgium or someplace like that.
Because Nico, after the trip to Belgium in the 60s, he went back at least 4 or 5 times. So the chance is there, but, you know, you need to confirm those things, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a great story. I love it. You want to play one more song before we have to break for the top of the hour?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you got it lined up in there?
I would like to listen to Suite Lettre number 1 from Franco. I think it's this in that compilation. Let me see.
Okay. And while he's doing that, let me let you know that, let's see if I can find one of these things that we do, the promos for our other shows. Here's one. Let's play this one for you. Hang on.
Your home for Democracy Now! Weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. is 97.3 Richmond Independent Radio.
Okay, we are doing so much talking, we're not paying much attention to what's in what CD player here. Just pop it out there. Alan, pop it out and let's take a look and see which one it is.
Yeah. It's Eject is this right here.
See, make sure we got the right CD there.
Yeah, that's the Franco.
That's the Franco. Okay, yeah. We're going to play some Franco and OK Jazz.
Nine, which is an amazing Franco song with a Cuban sound, you know?
Okay, well, let's do it.
That's it.
Okay, ready? Stop it and we'll start it from, let me start from over here. All right, you got it all the way back?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Na kundila, na kuntala, simbila bala batala. Gena mekwa, mena ngekwa, simbila bala batala. Kanibwe basa. Bazonzele, mamana, batamba kane.
Tambacané.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond and Ambiance Congo, coming to you every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on your favorite community radio station, your only community radio station run by 150 volunteers, bringing you great sounds, words, and underrepresented news, views, and music. And support for WRIR comes from Urban Traders, offering imported and contemporary fashion for men and women, hats, bags, sterling silver, and costume jewelry for gifts and just for you. Urban Traders is on the web, Facebook, and Instagram at 1387 West Broad Street, a block east of the WRIR studios. The last two songs we heard, first one picked out by my friend Alan Brain, who's here with me today, was a song from Franco and the OK Jazz, Bazoncele Mama Ana, great song. And then played, because so many of these songs were influenced by Cuban music, I played a song called Mi Canción from the band Rocco Mambo. And Alan, you were telling me that one of the singers in one of the earlier songs later sang with Rocco Mambo. Who was that?
Not actually sung there, but he was part of Rocco Mambo. He's Moniani Aguatelet.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, the bass player.
The stand-up bass player, yeah.
So we've played a couple of things from Roy Tellet.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know,